The Ghana Education Service is being hooked onto the single spine salary structure this month. Already 30 public institutions have been hooked onto the new pay policy. The chief executive of the Fair Wages and Salaries Commission, George Smith Graham, told Abraham Asari on Radio Ghana's Behind the News that no worker will be paid less than his or her present salary under the new pay policy. He explained that the single spine salary structure does not mean that all workers will receive the same pay.
We are working with the data, and therefore once any institution completes the data and bring the data to us, we work quickly on the data and submit the data for payment.
When you say an institution has been hooked onto the single spine, what exactly do you mean?
Now when we say an institution has been hooked onto the single spine, from our perspective, that institution has been paid with the single spine.
They've been paid with the single spine?
Yes.
Where are we now? How many have been paid, how many have been hooked on, and how many are yet to be hooked on?
At the moment, we have about 30 institutions that have been hooked on to the single spine, and we are expecting that the Ghana Education Service will be hooked on this month. That will make it about 31.
When do you have to be going on this month?
Not only years. I know that there are other institutions as well. For instance, we completed the migration of GBC, for instance, and we gave the data to Ministry of Finance and Economic Planning. GBC is not on controller payroll, so I expect that certain processes will be followed to get the money so that you'll be paid. And there are other institutions that we put on today, we sent to Controller and Accountant General Department. But I'm sure once Controller is paying a huge institution like Ghana Education Service, they would not like to add any other institution.
Do workers necessarily get better pay with a single spine?
Nobody's salary is supposed to be made worse off. Single spine is not an across-board salary increase.
Chief Executive Officer of the Fair Wages and Salaries Commission, George Smith Graham.